Blog Talk Radio.
Hello world, it's time for RTWFC Bible Talk with Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood and his wife Betty Yearwood. For the next 2 hours, join in with us in this Internet Radio Bible Discussion program. There'll be a special singing and call in and discuss the Bible with us. And now here's your host, Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood, live in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to be able to come back once again into your homes, wherever that you're at, reaching the world for Christ. This is Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood. And we'd just like to say that we appreciate everyone that calls in and be a part of this service. If you want to be a part of it, call in on 310-742-1759. That's 310-742-1759, and we'll put you right on the line with us there discussing the Bible. Today's subject is not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, you know, assembling ourselves together in church worship. So that's the title of our service today. So I want you to call in, be a part of it on 310-742-1759. So we just worship the Lord in spirit and truth and just have a great fellowship today. And I've got some announcements here, then we'll get you in there, caller, and just a minute there after we get these announcements made here.
Praise the Lord. It's good to be back tonight, and we just want everybody to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth with us. We got a few prayer requests. We got Fred Brannon. He's got cancer. He needs a miracle. Miracle Valley and Brother and Sister Harder. All those that need salvation, we need to be praying for their souls. Our pastor and the church. Our church is doing real good, and the pastor's doing real good since he has been there, and just continue to pray for him. And the street service, let's remember it. And we'll go to the Lord in prayer in a few minutes. Reaching the World for Christ presents 2-day city revival, Holy Ghost Street Service, September the 27th and 28th. That's this Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. So we want everybody to come out and be a part of that. And it's located between the Madisonville Courthouse in Madisonville, Tennessee, and in between the courthouse and the Volunteer Federal Bank on Main Street in Madisonville. And guest preachers and special singers every night. And please bring your lawn chairs and just come out and worship the Lord with us. We're looking for signs, wonders, and miracles, expecting to see souls saved, set free, delivered, and people healed in the services.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. So we'll go to the Lord in prayer here in a few minutes. Sir, if anybody's got any prayer requests, want to make them known, why, go ahead and turn them in at this time. So I'll get you as you called in here. So we've got 937. Come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Hi, Brother Yearwood. It's Brother and Sister Green in Ohio, Springboro, Ohio. We do have a prayer request. Brother Carl Nickel, you all met him when you were here preaching at Heavenly Highway Tabernacle. He's the one that leads the services. His granddaughter is having a baby, and they're in much need of prayer. He didn't go into details, but pray for that.
Okay, we sure appreciate that. We'll be praying for that then. Okay, 423, come in here and tell us who you are and where you're at there.
Ready, Bo, from Jacksboro, Tennessee.
Praise the Lord. You got any prayer requests, Brother Eddie?
Just remember my wife and my lost kids tonight.
Okay, we'll remember them. Okay, 706, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at there.
It's Brother Tony from Dalton, Georgia here, and y'all just remember us. We've got an appointment tonight over in Villanelle, Georgia. So y'all just praying that, you know, we do Lord's will and to be praying for our church, Varnell Full Gospel Church, and remember our youth. You know, they're in need of prayer. Lord knows the situation, and there's going to be a benefit this Saturday at Last Day Roundup Church at Villanelle, Georgia. Just remember that benefit and prayer, and pray the Lord meet the needs.
Amen. Okay, we'll sure remember that. So let's just go to the Lord in prayer then, and pray for these needs right now. Then we'll get started with the service there. Praise the Lord. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come in agreement, Lord, right now. Father, Lord, you see every request. God, you know every one of them. Father, we just ask you, Lord, that you will just touch, and God, that you will just move. Father, Lord, that you will heal, God, them that's sick and afflicted, and God, Lord, if they're lost, Lord, we pray, Father, that you will save them, God, that you will sanctify them. Lord, that you will fill with the Holy Ghost, God. Lord, we give you the praise, Lord, and the honor, Father, for each and every one of them. God, we thank you, Lord, for answering. Thank you for your praise, God. Lord, we know, God, that you're going to hear and that you're going to answer them. And Father, Lord, whatever the need is with the brother Nichols, his granddaughter, Lord, that you've got her, God. Lord, that you've got her, God. And Father, make her home. And Lord, brother Eddie and his lost children, God. And his wife, Father, we just ask you, Lord, that
you know every soul and every situation.
Meet her needs, God. And Lord, we ask you, God, that you touch the request of brother Tony turn in. Father, that you will meet their needs. God, and Lord, we give you the praise and the glory and the honor, Father, in Jesus' holy name. Lord, just touch our service, God. Lord, that you will save, sanctify, and fill the Holy Ghost. And Lord, and we just give you the praise and the glory and the honor. Father, Lord, just touch brother Branham, God. Lord, just touch him and heal him. And God, just touch Merck Valley. Lord, touch brother Keith Green. God, that you will touch him, God. And Lord, we give you the praise, Lord, and the honor, Father, for each and every one of them. And Lord, we thank you, Father, for answering our request. And Lord, we give you the praise and the glory and the honor, Father, for it. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You know, I don't know why, but I thought whenever I said it, but you know, praise God. I called brother Keith Green, and you know, I don't know why that I said that, but it may be that God is fixing to save him. He could be a brother in the Lord, and I praise God that you know that God. I believe God leads us to say the words that we speak a lot of times. We don't know why that we say them, but praise God. God knows. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Sister Green, you called in first. You want to obey the Lord there first, you and Brother Green?
Praise God. Brother Yearwood, I was thinking about when you was talking about to assemble ourselves together in so much as we see the last day approaching. You know, I may not have quoted that just right. I didn't look up that scripture, but I was thinking about in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and 14 says, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness?" And in Galatians 3:28 says, "There is neither Jew nor Greek, nor there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are one, all one in Christ." And it's very important that we, in these last days, that we bind together and that we are equally yoked with one another. And, you know, we're all one in Christ Jesus. And, you know, I was thinking about the Lord led me to Ruth in the book of Ruth, how talking about Ruth and Naomi. And I want to read just a little bit here, if I could, just to, maybe it's been a while since somebody has read this, but Ruth chapter 1, verse 1 says, "Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled, and that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of," and I'm having a hard time pronouncing all these, "Bethlehem of Judah went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. The name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife, Naomi, and the name of his two sons, Malon and Tolion. Hello? Can you hear me, Brother Yearwood? So I'm going to skip on down. So we know they were in Moab, and Imelec, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left in her two sons, and they took them wives of the woman of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other was Ruth, and they dwelled there about 10 years, and Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them. Those were Naomi's sons, and the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and with her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return unto the land of Judah. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, go return each to her mother's house, and the Lord deal kindly with you, as ye have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant you that ye may find rest, each of you, in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. And they said unto her, surely we will return with thee unto thy people. And Naomi said, turn again, my daughters. Why will ye go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb that they may be your husbands? Turn again, my daughters, go your way. For I am too old to have an husband. If I should say I have hope, if I should have an husband also tonight and should also bear sons, would ye tarry for them till they were grown? Would ye stay for them from having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it grieveth me much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. And they lifted up their voice and wept again, and Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. And she said, behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back into her people and to her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee, for to return from following after thee. For whether thou goest, I will go, and whether thou lodgest, I will lodge, and thy people shall be my people, and they God, thy God, my God. And you know, I was thinking there, Brother Yearwood, no matter what nationality, whatever we live in this world, if we become a Christian, we are the body of Christ. There are many members in the body of Christ. We are all one in Christ. And it talks about how can the foot say to the hand, we have no need of. And you know, I was thinking about, let the chief among you be a servant unto you. And it says he gave apostles, and he gave pastors, and he gave teachers, he gave helps in the church. And you know, I was thinking how we're to bind and we're to yoke together, and how Ruth said she clave to Naomi. And you know, we're to cleave to one another and hold on to each other, because one can send 1,000 to flight of demons, and two can send 10,000s to flight. And how we bind together, and it's like I look at church like a gas station or a filling station. We go there and we get, you know, we may be low in spirit, and you know, when we go to church, and our pastors, our teachers and apostles begin to be used in the gifts, and when you walk out of there, you shouldn't go out of there the way you came in. You should be uplifted, edified, and encouraged, and ready to do a work for God. I tell you, if you're going to church, if you're going somewhere and you feel like quitting after you leave, you better change places, because there's places that can just edify you and uplift you and glorify God. And you know, sometimes the Shekinah glory will come into the midst of the people, and I tell you, even the ministers can't preach because the Spirit of God will fill up the temple. I praise God. I thank the Lord. When two or three are gathered in His name, He said He'd be there in the midst. And you know, they can lay hands on you. What the gifts have said, call for the elders of the church, and the sick will recover. They'll be healed. There'll be people saved in that place. And I thank God that we can assemble ourselves here in America. We've got the freedom to unite with one another. Praise God, it says United States of America, and united we stand. We stand in Christ if we're Christians. We're to be equally yoked together. Praise God, lifting up one another. Bear ye one another's burdens. Oh, praise God, I love Him so good. I love Him
Amen.
So much. And you know, we're sitting on the couch and watching the television. Evangelists don't do it for me. I got to be in the presence of God's people. I got to be with my brothers and sisters. I need you, and you need me. Oh, praise God, we need one another. I
Amen.
Love the Lord. I praise Him, and I won't take up too much time, Brother Yearwood. Maybe Brother Green's got something to say.
Well, that's good teaching, preaching tonight, but I tell you, I don't have a lot to say tonight, but I'm glad that I went one day to the assembling. I'm glad I found out that Christ was in the house, that He was in the church. Now, you know, I said before, I didn't find Him on the fishing bank. I didn't find Him in the pool hall. I didn't find Him out in those kind of places, but I found Him in the church of God. I found Him, you know, where the saints had come together and assembled, and they had began to preach the word of God, and they sang the songs of Zion, and they glorified and magnified the Lord. And you know, the Lord is that Spirit. The Bible said, "Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." And
Amen.
The Lord is that Spirit, and it's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. I'll tell you, when we're gathered in His name, He said, "Two or three." Are gathered in His name, He said He'd be in the midst of them. Praise God. You know, He's not in the wood. He's not in the blocks, and He's not in the mortar, but He's in the people that come into that place. But many times in the Bible, we find out that the churches would assemble together. And over in Matthew 16 and 18, the Bible, Jesus said, "And I say, also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." So Jesus
Amen.
Said there in Matthew 16, He said He would build His church, and He said the gates of hell would not prevail against it. And I tell you, He built that church there on the day of Pentecost. When He died on that cross, and He sent back the Comforter. And on the day of Pentecost, they were all gathered in one place. See, they had come together. They assembled themselves together in that one place, in that upper room. And there came a mighty wind from heaven, praise God. And it filled that house where they were sitting, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And, you know, it didn't come out there in the street. It didn't go down to the old synagogue, but it came where the believers were, them that had believed on the Lord Jesus Christ and had gathered themselves together. And that's the way that it is today. You know, God's not going to pour His Spirit out upon people that are not calling upon His name. And He's not going
Amen.
To pour it out on people that do not believe in His Son, Jesus Christ, because He sent Him into the world. That the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. And He is the door today. He's the door of the sheepfold. You know, we are His sheep. And He's made us His sheep. Whenever we called upon His name and we repented of our sins and we became His people, we became His sheep. And we
we're in the fold now because of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said he was the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. And we're the sheep today, and we need to follow the shepherd. And where two or three are gathered, he said, I'll be in the midst of them. And see, he's there. He's there to teach, and he's there to preach, and he's there to lift people up. And, you know, we can't lift nobody up. You know, it's not in us to lift anybody up. We're just people. But I tell you, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's where the liberty is. There's where there's grace, and there's mercy, and there's healing and forgiveness, and there's joy unspeakable and full of glory. I've been so happy before, couldn't hardly, get all beside myself and shout, and just couldn't hardly contain myself because I get so happy. But it was the Lord that was making me happy. Praise God. And there in Matthew 16, I think it's 13 through 20. Let me turn over there. And Matthew, he began to build. He said, I will build my church. Praise God. See, they had a church in the Old Testament, but it was the church in the wilderness that the Bible talks about over there in Acts chapter 7. I want to read that, Acts chapter 7 first. It says, this is he that was in the church in the wilderness with the angel which spake to him in the Mount Sinai, and with our fathers who received the lively oracles to give unto us. So Stephen was a preaching here in Acts chapter 7, and he told about the church in the wilderness. But back here in Matthew 16, let me find it here. I should have had it marked. 16 and 13, it says, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. So that was what he was building his church upon. He was building his church upon the revelation that Jesus was the Son of God, that he was the Christ, the one that was to come. And that's the way we get into the church today. It's really, it has to become a revelation to you and I. We must hear the gospel preached, and then we must respond. And we must respond by repenting and calling upon the name of the Lord, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the way that we get into the body of Christ. That is the way that we get saved. For the Bible said we're saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Because this plan was not our plan, but this plan was God's plan. And some man didn't come up with this plan, but this plan came down from heaven itself. And the Bible tells us about holy men of God, how they spake as they was moved by the Holy Ghost, and that the Bible is of no private interpretation. But see, holy men were moved, and holy men wrote this Bible. Praise God. And God's got people today that's holy, and that's what we're supposed to be, is holy, and we're supposed to be separated from the world. because we're a new creature in Christ Jesus, and old things have passed away, and we're to not to run after the world anymore, but we're to, you know, we don't run to the dances and to the, what do you call them? We used to call them shindigs or whatever and things like that, but I don't exactly know what the proper name is. But they have their parties and their worldly concerts and things like that. But I'll tell you, we should be assembling ourselves together so much the more, the Bible says, as you see the day approaching, because the time is winding up, because time is getting short, and the days are going to be shortened because of the elect's sake. One of these days, God's going to cut this thing off, and time will be no more, praise God. And that angel will put one foot on the land and one on the sea and raise his hand to heaven, and he'll say, time shall be no more. And there'll be no more time like we know it today, you know. We won't have to worry about going to work, and we won't have to worry about, building a fence or planting a garden or whatever it is we're doing. Praise God. But we need to take time out for Jesus, because he took time out for us. Praise God. And he spent his whole life. He gave his life. The Bible said a ransom for all. He, from the time he was born till, I think, 12 years old, they found him in the temple. He had left them, and they went back and found him in the temple. They found him there, and he was talking to the elders, and he was talking to the scribes, and he was astounding them with the knowledge that he had. And they could not understand how this little boy, 12 years old, how this boy could be so knowledgeable. But they didn't know they was talking with the Son of God. And I tell you, if you go to the house of God, you know, you'll be amazed sometimes what God will do. And he, it's because he's still in the temple today. He's still in the house, and we're two or three are gathered in his name. He's there in the midst of them. And it might be that he'll heal somebody. He might do a miracle the very day that you go to church. It might be your miracle that you get. And I want to encourage you, if you're out there and you haven't been to church in a long time, I want to encourage you to find you a church. I want you to encourage you to find a church that preaches with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, and preaches the Bible, preaches the Word of God, and believes the old time way, believes that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise God. Well, Brother Yearwood, I'm going to turn it back to you there. It's been good being with you tonight.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Appreciate that, Brother Green. Brother John? Brother John?
Okay, brother.
I'm here. I'm gonna get Brother Tony to come on. He's going to church. He's got an appointment there. And I'll get Brother Eddie on there, then I'll get you on there. Looks like you're got the last caller in there tonight.
That's fine.
Okay, Brother Tony.
Hi there, brother. You would I just want to apologize about having to hop off there real fast. Hitting the red right now, and praise the Lord. I just had a scripture on my heart, you know. Last night, Brother Yearwood, we were talking about how the subject was going to be how people don't, you know, people don't want to get in the house of the Lord no more, and it just seems like there's a great thorn away. And, you know, automatically the Psalms 122, verse 1 hit me, where King David had said, you know, I was glad when they said, let's go to the house of the Lord, you know. You know, I believe that a lot of people's lost that gladness when it comes to going to the house of the Lord. A lot of people's lost that joy. You know, they've forgotten what it means to go to the house of the Lord. They forgot about the blessings, and they forgot about what God can do and what it really means when we go to the house of the Lord. We go to worship and we go to be blessed, church. And you know, a lot of people forgot what it really means to worship. You know, it shouldn't be a thing that we grieve over when we go to worship. When we go to worship, it'd be something that we take joy in, and then we And we're happy to do church. And when God said, when David said, you know, I was glad, let's go to the, when they said, let's go to the house of the Lord, he was ready to go to worship, you know. And I believe David was a man on the run. And David had a lot, King David had a lot on his mind at the time. You know, he was being always being chased by his enemies. He was trying to run a nation. He was trying to run an army, amen. But one day, I believe his soldiers came to him and said, King, let's go to the house of the Lord. That's all. I believe that they thought that was the only way to take all the stress and take all the relief off him. And I believe they thought that was the only way that they were going to get King David up and moving again was if they took him to the house of the Lord. So I believe King David was just saying, you know, I'm just glad. Just when they said that, I believe he was just so glad when they said, let's go to the house of the Lord, because he knew he was getting ready to go to worship. He knew he was getting ready to be blessed, amen. You know, a lot
amen.
Of us, when they say, when you hear somebody say it's church time, a lot of us want to shrug our shoulders and just stay in the bed, church. But I believe, church, that we're getting ready for a great far away, and if the true Christians don't step up now, church, it might be too late. If the true Christians don't step up now and say, I want to get in the house of the Lord, church, you know, each service could be a service somebody gets saved. Each service could be a service that somebody gets
amen.
Healed or delivered, church. So when somebody says, let's go to the house of the Lord and it's church time, church, I believe we better be ready to go praising God and honoring God, you know, and just have that desire to get in the house of God, because, church, that's where miracles happen. That's where chains are broken off in the presence of the Lord. You know, I know God walks with me all day. I know God, I got God all day, and I can sing songs all day, church, but it ain't not like going to the house of the Lord and being in fellowship with one another. It ain't not like going to the house of the Lord and having two or three or how many other more brothers and sisters in Christ to pray with. It ain't not like it, church, just to go to the house of the Lord and just rejoice and get all the stress of the world, get all the weights of the world and all the hindrances out of the way, and just go to worship God and go to learn and feed off of His Word, church. And I praise God tonight, because, church, I know there's some of us out there that we've got a church, but we might have a small church, you know, and you know, with a few members in the congregation. And you know that's much like our, like growing up with us. We're a small church, but you know what, church? I'll praise God for the church that I have. I'll praise God that we've got a pastor willing to leave those doors open, willing to unlock those doors and open them up every Sunday and Wednesday, church. And I believe we all should be. I believe we all should be praising God and praising God that we've got a church that we can go and worship at. I believe we should all be honoring God and glorifying God. That we've got a church where we can go and glorify God, because one day, church, we ain't gonna be able to have that. One day, the government's gonna take it away, and we're not gonna be able to go to the church and praise God. So I believe we ought to honor what we got at church. I believe we ought to honor the gifts that we got while we got it. Amen. But you know, that was just a scripture that the Lord had on my mind, brother, and that was just something I felt like a Lord wanted me to say. You know, just want to encourage everybody just to stay in the house of the Lord as much as you can. You know, I know I've heard a lot of people say, well, you don't have to go to church to serve God. But you know what? You, like Sister Green was talking about, you've got to go to a filling station every now and then to get some gas, amen. Just the same way you got to go to a church and renew your strength. You got to go to a church to fill up that spiritual gas tank, amen, to keep on going. Because I'll tell you, church, I've had times where I couldn't make it to the house of the Lord because of work. And I tell you, I just felt so drained during that period. I wasn't spiritually dead, but I felt drained. And I felt like I needed to be in the house of the Lord. I knew I had
Amen.
God, but I felt like I needed to be in the house of the Lord and worship God, to sing and to shout and to give Him glory and to hear the word of God, church, because I needed that for my soul, church. It's something that we need for our soul, church. And like I said, you know, we don't know when it's coming, but it's going to come. One day we're not going to be able to go to the house of the Lord. We're not going to be able to have church. The government's going to take it away, the enemy's going to try to take it away and everything. So we ought to honor what we got at church, and we ought to praise God for what we got it, amen. But I just want to encourage
amen.
Everybody, let's just that's unity as Christians. Wherever you go to church, wherever you worship at, you know, just praise God that you got it, and stay in the house of the Lord and continue to give Him God glory, you know, and let's be glad whenever it's church time. because that's when we get ready to worship. Amen. Thank you, Brother Lord, for the opportunity. And I love each and every one of y'all. And may God bless you. And I pray y'all have a good night.
Amen. We appreciate that, Brother Tony. And so we're going to be looking for you for Friday night on the streets here in Madisonville with us, just to worship the Lord in spirit and truth, and just to hold up holy hands before God. So,
amen.
We appreciate you and appreciate you coming on our with us. So, Brother Eddie, I think I'll have a song. Then we'll get you on there to obey the Lord then.
All right.
And we'll get Brother John on there directly. Appreciate each and every one called in here tonight to be with us.
America has strayed so far away. We've forgotten how to worship. We've forgotten how to pray. But there's still hope, my friend, on this earth we trod. Let's seek out the old path. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. It's the only way we can be saved. Let's turn back to God. Let's learn to trust His power and give Him back our heart. I tell you, friend, it's the only way. Let's turn back to God. My Jesus said before He went away, I'm leaving now, but I'll return someday. If we expect to go with Him to the land where angels trod, we better get our hearts right and let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. It's the only way we can be saved. Let's turn back to God. Let's learn to trust His power and give Him back our heart. I tell you, friend, it's the only way. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. It's the only way we can be saved. Let's turn back to God. Let's learn to trust His power and give Him back our heart. I tell you, friend, it's the only way. Let's turn back to God. I tell you, friend, it's the only way. Let's turn back to God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful song. You know, that's what America needs to do, is to turn back to God. And I tell you what, except if we turn back to God, we're going to be in trouble, and worse trouble than we already are. So, Brother Eddie, just go ahead and obey the Lord right now.
All right. I appreciate this opportunity to be on the broadcast tonight, and I thank God for saving me. I thank God for putting in my heart the want and the desire to go out to the house of God. And brother, I can feel bad, but brother, I'll tell you what, when it comes time to go out to the house of God, then I know it. And I want to read a few verses out of the fourth chapter or the tenth chapter of the book of Hebrews. I just want to read them and maybe make a few comments. Then I'm going to go to the fourth chapter of the book of Ephesians. And let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin, but a certain fearful, looking for a judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. And brother, I'll tell you, we need to go to the house of God. And I was telling Brother Yearwood today when we were talking that the first thing the Lord taught me was the most important thing that anybody can do is go out to the house of God. And you might say, well, brother, why did you go out? Why can't I just get out here and go to the park and sit there and enjoy the presence of God? The Bible said, let us forsake not the assembling of ourselves together
as the manner of some is, and Brother H. people, even in the day of Paul, when he wrote that, that they were staying out of church, and they didn't want to go to church, but brother,
amen.
When the Spirit of God begins, to, when he comes into your heart, when you get born again, brother, and Christ comes in, he'll put a desire to go out to the house of God. The Bible said that the joy of the Lord is your strength, and brother, I want you to know tonight, when you begin to assemble together, brother, in the house of God, brother, you begin to receive strength from the preaching of the Word of God. You worship God, and the strength begins to come down, that edification of the Spirit
Amen.
Of God. And brother, I want you to know the Spirit of God will bear witness with the Word of God. Oh, I'll tell you what, it's so good. Brother, he said here, brother, in the fourth chapter of the book of Ephesians, but to every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Brother, let me tell you, God gave you grace. Brother, and that grace is a free gift from God. It's God's unmerited favor toward you. And when God gives you something in the Lord, God gives you the grace to go on and to fulfill that or to use that that God has given you. Where he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Brother, there's a lot of time today that people will say that God don't do this anymore. But brother, the book of Ephesians is to the New Testament church. It's not to an Old Testament church. Somebody just like speaking in tongues, they'll say, well, that died out when the apostles all died. But brother, let me tell you today, brother, this is a New Testament church. Brother, it's just Paul that was preaching this. It was Paul that was teaching this. He was going through the Word, writing it down in the Word of God. He said, now that he ascended, what is it? But that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth. He that descended is the same also that ascended far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. Brother, I want you to listen to this. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. And this is why, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Brother, I want you to know God put these gifts in the body of Christ, and the body of Christ assembled himself together. And you need to go out to the house of God and be assembled with them. And hear the Word of God as it goes forward. The Bible said faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It said, how can you hear without a preacher? And brother, I want you to know today that when you hear the Word of God being preached, it will build heart, it will build faith in your heart. It will stir you up and cause you to grow closer to the Lord. Brother, he said in the 12th verse here, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Brother, if you're not out in the body of Christ, brother, it's hard for God to minister to you. Brother, I want you to know, he said, for as too many as two or three are gathered together in his name, he's in the midst of them. He didn't say you had to be part of a big church. You couldn't be part of a small church. But he said, forsake not the assembling of yourself together. As the man, brother, I'll tell you what, when you begin to assemble and you begin to come into agreement, Jesus said, if you agree touching any one thing, that it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Brother, I'll tell you today that Jesus, brother, I know Jesus can teach us, brother, in our prayer time. I know he can teach us, brother, in our everyday life. But, brother, it's not like going out to the house of God. Brother, when you go out to the house of God, your understanding is open. And one brother said a while ago, go out, people might get saved, and there might be a miracle take place. Brother, I'll tell you, the Bible said, if there be any sick among you, let them call the elders of the church. Brother, I'll tell you today, brother, the elders of the body of Christ are out in the house of God. Brother, it's hard to call them tonight. Brother, if you're not in the house, if you've not been going to the house of God, listen. listen to me tonight. Your place is in the house of God. And, brother, I'll tell you today that he'll give you something, brother, that will cause you, brother, to be steadfast and immovable. Brother, I'll tell you today he'll perfect you. He'll make you perfect, brother, and for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Brother, he'll give you a gift that you can use, brother, to minister to your brothers and sisters. He said, provoking one another unto love and to good works. And, brother, whenever that we're provoked into good works and into love, it'll cause us to get stirred up and go out to the house of God. He said, forsake not the assembling of ourselves together. Listen to me today. Somebody might have told you that you don't have to go to church to be a Christian, but I believe too, brother, the word of God. I learned that going to the house of God, being assembled together, is taught through the pages of God's word. Listen to me, brother, when that word of God comes forth, brother, it'll cause you to be stirred up in the spirit of your mind. Peter said that it may stir up your pure mind by the way of remembrance. Brother, and I'll tell you itself, you hear the word of God being rehearsed in your ears. Brother, I'll tell you, it's hard to be stirred up by the way of remembrance. Brother, the day that we live in, there's so much stuff to draw our attention away from the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, and much more so as we see the day approaching. Brother, whenever these things begin to take place, we begin to get our eyes on them things. Brother, I'll tell you today, it causes us to get our mind off of Jesus when we ought to have our mind on Jesus. And brother, I want you to know we can draw strength from our brothers and our sisters. Brother, and we can walk on forward in the Lord. Brother, I'll tell you what. Brother, I used to wonder, brother, how I could go on and live, how these people that live for the Lord for 40 or 50 or 60 or 70 years, how they would do that. But I began to learn, brother, it was by the hearing of the word of God. Brother, I want you to know tonight that God gives these gifts, this fivefold ministry to the church, brother, to edify the body of Christ, to perfect the saints for the work of the ministry. He said, till we all come into unity of the spirit, of the faith, and the knowledge of the Son of God. Some people might say, now, I don't need a pastor. But, brother, you need a pastor. Brother, I need a pastor. A pastor needs a pastor. Brother, the Bible teaches us to submit ourselves one to another. Brother, as we see that, brother, we'll begin to humble ourselves down. Brother, we'll begin to give heed to that. The Bible said, counting the elders that minister of double honor. Brother, I want you to know today, brother, that God didn't give you all the wisdom. He didn't give me all the wisdom, but he gave us all a measure of grace to do that gift, to work in that gift that he gave us. But he didn't give us that gift, bless God, to minister to us. He gave us that gift to minister to our brothers and sisters. And brother, I want you to know, when you begin to give and you give to others through that ministry of that gift, the Peter said, when a man speak, let it be as the oracles of God. He said in another place, he that teacheth, let him wait on his teaching, and he that ministereth on his ministering, he that exhorteth on his exhortation. Brother, it's hard to teach somebody if the Spirit of God don't teach you. Brother, I want you to know tonight, brother, that we come into the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God. Listen to this right here. Unto a perfect man. Let me tell you today, brother, we can be perfect in the Lord tonight, and we can walk forth in perfection in the Lord tonight. A man might look at us and say that we can't be, but brother, he said, until we come to the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature and the fullness of Christ. I don't know about you, but I want the fullness of Christ in my life, and I want to be in a situation where I can receive from God. But I know tonight that comes from going to the house of God. Brother, I've had the Lord to teach me things tonight, but brother, it's nothing like what going to the house of God. It is something, but it's not the same as going out to the house of God. Oh, let me tell you tonight, how can you minister that gift that God has given to you if you don't get among God's people? And brother, I want you to know tonight that God wants you to use that. He said, for to him that hath, he shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. Oh, let me tell you today, brother, that we can walk as a perfect man in Christ. In the 6th chapter of Hebrews, in the 1st verse, he said, let us therefore go on into perfection. Brother, I'll tell you what, he said, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Brother, we can walk in the fullness of Christ if we'll just give ourselves to seeking God and praying, brother, and maybe doing some fasting and seeking after the face of God. Oh, I'll tell you tonight, Brother Tony was right, that people over here, they don't go to church like they used to do. But let me tell you today, that don't give us an excuse, that no better to stay out of the house of God. But we need to go out to the house of God and receive from the Lord. Listen, he said that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. Brother, there's a lot of doctrines today. In the book of Galatians, Paul went down to teach the Galatian people to check on them. He had done taught them. They was a church built, but they was priests coming down teaching them that they could not be saved unless they were circumcised. Let me tell you today, brother, we're saved by grace through faith, and that not of yourself. It's a gift of God. Brother, I'll tell you, he said, lest any man should boast. Brother, God tonight, he'll save whoever will call on his name. Jesus said in another place, he said, I'll know likewise cast him out that cometh to him. And brother, I want you to know tonight that if you're saved tonight, and perhaps you just got to the place that it seems like there's no use going out to the house of God, the same thing goes on. Brother, but he didn't say that in the 10th chapter of Hebrews and in the 25th verse. He said, forsake not the assembling of ourselves together, brother, at the manner of some is. Brother, I want you to know, he said, provoking one another. Brother, he said in another place, forbearing one another. Brother, I'll tell you tonight, as God begins to move, as you begin to pray, and as God begins to move in your life, you can go out and begin to minister life to them to the house of God. You might say, now, brother, I just don't know about that. Brother, I'll tell you tonight, all you got to do is begin to ask God to open the door, brother, and begin to use you. Brother, God will begin to run you into people that you can minister to. Let me tell you today, he said that we be henceforth no more children tossed to and fro. Brother, all the different doctrine that's going on, he said in another place, he said to be established in grace. Brother, I want you to know tonight that we need to get rooted and grounded and established in the truth. And when we get established into that, we don't need to be running to every other doctrine going on, but be faithful to that one that we got established at, and support it with our presence, with our prayers, and with our finances. Let me tell you today, God will bless you, and you'll be immovable. You'll be no more tossed to and fro. Brother, I want you to know there's a lot of people today, they'll tell you that if God didn't work in your life, life the way that he works in their life, then it's not God. But you need to know, you need to be established in the faith. And when you get established in the faith, brother, you won't have to worry about somebody doing that, because you'll be established in the faith, and you won't be tossed to and fro. You won't be wondering if you're right or wrong, but you'll know in yourself that the Spirit of God is dealing with you. Brother, he said, carried about with every wind of doctrine. The Bible said in one place that they would say, lo, he is here, or lo, he is there. But he said, go not forth. Brother, I want you to know tonight, when you get established in the truth tonight, in the Word of God, brother, you can open your Bible and see if they're preaching the Word of God or if they're not preaching the Word of God. Brother, and when you find that they're not preaching the Word of God, then it might be time, brother, to go somewhere where they are preaching the Word of God. But brother, whatever you do, brother, don't quit going to church. Don't throw your hands up and quit. You might say, yeah, but it's not doing me any good. Brother, the only thing that you need to do is begin to pray and ask God what you can go and be ministered to. And God will show you and he'll teach you, but he won't tell you to quit going to church. The Spirit of God broke the Word of God through men as he moved upon them, and they wrote the pages down, brother, of our Bible. And the Spirit of God that wrote this book is the same Spirit, brother, over here in the fourth chapter, brother, and back over here, brother, in verse 4, he said, there is one body and one Spirit, even as you're called in the hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. God wants you to be steadfast. God wants to bless you tonight. But the blessings of God are in the house of God. One thing I'm glad, I heard Brother Green say one time, I found this in the house of God. I didn't hear this message in the bars, but I heard it in the house of God. Brother, and that's where you get the Word of God at. Brothers, in the Word of God, I've heard people say, or I've heard about people talking, that they didn't need a teacher. Brother, one of the gifts of the Spirit in this fivefold ministry is that God calls teachers. I know God himself will give revelation, brother, concerning the Word of God. But brother, there's a calling of a teacher that God gives people, that they can instruct the people of God, that they can go on and they can be built and they can be made steadfast. Oh, listen to me. He said, by the sleight of hand and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Oh, let me tell you what. We don't need to be deceived tonight. And if we get the truth, we won't be deceived tonight. It's when if we get away from the Lord. It's when we get out of the doctrine that has established us and made us strong in the Lord. If we begin to get out of that, brother, I'll tell you, if we're not careful, we'll be deceived. But let me tell you, we don't have to be, and we can keep from being deceived, and that's walking in the truth. He said, but speaking the truth in love, I may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Let me tell you today, brother, he said again, where two or three are gathered together in his name, he's in the midst of them. Brother, Christ is the head of the body of Christ tonight. Brother, and I'll tell you today, the head holds the brain. The head holds the what? Gives the direction to the rest of the body. And that's the same way it is with the body of Christ tonight. Brother, it's the head. It's even Christ that leads us and guides us and directs us, brother, into the things of God. He said, from whom the whole body fitly joined. joined together and compacted by that which ever joint supplies according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh the increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. God has given us teachers. He's given us preachers. He's given us pastors. He's given us evangelists. He's given us prophets. He's given us apostles, brother, that we might be made perfect, that we might be edified, brother, that we might be ready for the work of the ministry. And brother, God today is a wanting you, and he's a wanting me to go forth, brother, to the house of God and assemble ourselves together. You might say, brother, do you go to church? Yes, I do. Brother, I went to church for years, and there was a man asked me one time, he said, are you still preaching? I said, I've never found a place to pull over and park. Brother, I want you to know tonight, brother, I couldn't stand here, sit here tonight and tell you you need to go to the house of God if I didn't go myself. And brother, I'll tell you tonight that God will bless you. Brother, the Bible said, repent and do your first works. Brother, and when you begin to go back and get that first love, brother, it'll make you desire to go out to the house of God, brother, and that you worship God in spirit and in truth. God wants to bless you tonight. He said, this I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind. Brother, the Bible tells us that we have been washed by the water of the Word. We heard the Word of God, and it brought conviction upon us, and that we called on the Lord, and we believed what Jesus did for us, how that he hung on a tree, how that he wore the stripes, how that the crown of thorns was put on his head, and he was hung on the cross, and for about 6 or 6.5 hours he hung there, and he finally said, it is finished. Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And brother, the Bible said he gave up the ghost. Brother, the Bible said the veil of the temple was rent in twain. Brother, in that temple, that veil that separated the holy place from the most holy place. And brother, nobody could go into that most holy place except the high priest once a year to offer an offering for the sins of the nation of Israel. But the Bible tells us today, brother, that veil's been rent in twain, and the Bible tells us that come boldly to the throne of grace that you might obtain grace and find mercy in time of need. Brother, I'll tell you what, let somebody get sick and see what goes into your mind. I gotta call preacher so-and-so. I gotta call sister so-and-so. I gotta call brother so-and-so to come and pray for my loved one. Brother, let something bad begin to happen, and it'll get you turned back to the house of God. But the thing is, you don't have to wait till something happens. You can turn and go to the house of God. And if there's anybody thinking about throwing their hands up and standing home and not going to the house of God, I want to encourage you to go out to the house of God, present yourself to the Lord, and let all these other things, let God worry about them. The Spirit of God will bless you, and he'll minister to you. He'll bless you abundantly. Oh, let me tell you, he said, but you've not so. He said, who being past willing to have given themselves over to lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness and greediness, but you've not learned Christ, if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus. Honey, the Word of God is preached in the house of God. The Word of God is taught in the house of God, and that's where we need to be. May God bless you tonight, is my prayer. I pray that God would stir you up by his Spirit. May the Word of God that's being preached go out and stir you up and pour coal on your fire and get you to burning again. get back to that first love and let God bless you the way he did when you first come to the Lord. Brother Yearwood, I'll give it back to you. God bless you, brother. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the presence of God tonight.
Praise the Lord.
Go ahead, brother.
Appreciate that wonderful word there, brother. Brother John, we'll have a song, then we'll have you to obey the Lord.
All right, brother.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate all that wonderful preaching tonight. This is a wonderful word of God. I really appreciate it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Glory, glory, glory.
We are living in the final hour. Can't you see the time is almost gone? There's a field of golden grain just laying there on the ground, and there's so much work to be done. So what you gonna do, church? Tell me what you gonna do. How many dying souls depend on you? You gotta tell them the truth, church, that we're leaving in the final hour. Mercy's door is closing, coming now.
Yes, amen.
Hey, Lord.
Now we must work right now while there is light. It's so plain to see the sun is going down. So the day while time remains and the blood still flows from the north and the south and the east and the west, let's bring them in. Now tell me what you're gonna do, church. Tell me what you're gonna do. How many dying souls depend on you? You gotta tell them the truth, church, that we're living in the final hour. Mercy's door is closing, coming out. We gotta tell them about Jesus. Gotta tell them about the Lord. He's the only way. He's the only door. You gotta tell them the truth, church, that we're leaving in the final hour. Mercy's door is closing, coming now. Mercy's door is closing, coming now. Mercy's door is closing, coming now. Mercy's door is closing, coming out.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful song. So I'm going to ask Betty to make her street announcements, and Brother John, be ready to come on there to get done there.
All right, brother.
Reaching the World for Christ, Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood presents 2-Day City Revival. September 27th, 28th, 2013. Time, Friday and Saturday, night at 7 p.m. Location, between the Madisonville Courthouse and Volunteer Federal Bank on Main Street in Madisonville, Tennessee. Guest preachers every night and special singing. Bring your lawn chairs and come out and worship the Lord with us. We're looking for signs, wonders and miracles, expecting to see souls saved, set free, delivered, and healed in these services.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. Appreciate the wonderful ministering's already been going on. So we're just going to turn you loose there, Brother John, and let you obey God there. So just go ahead, brother.
Praise the Lord, brother. I appreciate the opportunity to speak for the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Amen. His word and
Hallelujah. It's such a great privilege, amen, tonight. And tonight we are speaking about out of Hebrews chapter 10. And the main verse tonight is, of all the ministers, is not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as a manner of some is, amen, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. You know, tonight, amen, it's amazing tonight how many, it's not only those that are on the borderline or those that are on the walking the line, and just as Brother Eddie brought out about those that are walking lukewarm or even those that have left their first love, but it's amazing how many millions of people tonight will fully believe they can go throughout their whole life never coming to the Father's house and fully entering into the gates of his heaven.
Amen.
That's going to be, because he said they're going to come to him, amen, and the door is going to be shut. The door is Jesus Christ, amen. And he said, open up to us. He said, do we not even prophesy in thy name? Do we not cast out devils in thy name? Well, for one thing, the Bible says, amen, that his church, his house, amen, is where he placed his name. And as we gather together, amen, it's not in the building itself, because he's never dwelt, but he's put his name there, amen, tonight. His name has been resurrected. The name of Jesus Christ has been resurrected on the third day, as the body of Christ was resurrected.
Amen.
And we need to know tonight, amen, what he's going to say to you that don't want to go to church, and those of you that are saved, he said, depart from me, thou worker of iniquity. I knew you not. You, if my children never came, amen, if they were even born, amen, unto me, and never came home or never in my house, I would never know them. And as we've never come to the Father's house or never go to the Father's house, he said, depart from me, thou worker of iniquity. I never knew you. Now, in Hebrews chapter 10, we find one thing. It talks about the sacrifice, amen, of the priest, which is Jesus Christ, amen, as Brother Eddie brought out, amen, that we were perfected. See, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10, amen, he says in verse 12, says, but this man, talking about Christ, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins, forever sat down on the right hand of God, and from henceforth expecting until his enemies be made his footstool. What he's doing is, as he gave his life, as he gave the body, it was given to you. Everything about him was given to us as believers tonight. Amen. And he's sitting at the right hand of the Father. As he's sitting in the right hand of the Father, they're fully waiting, amen. They're waiting on us, his children, amen. But we go around, and this is one of the things that really bothers me, because, you know, we walk around this. If you don't come to the Father's house, let me tell you one thing tonight. You are a wanderer. If you are a wanderer, you are under a curse. When Cain rose up and slew Abel, he said, thou shalt wander all the days of your life. When they disobeyed God in the wilderness, they wandered. Some of you are wanderers, amen. The Bible says those spots of the feast that talks about it in Jew. We don't want to come underneath the authority. We don't want to come under a pastor. We don't want to come under, amen, an evangelist or the apostle or a prophet. We don't want to come under the leadership. We'll not have this man rule over us. He talked about the two sons, where he said, go and work in my vineyard. Where's this vineyard at? Amen. You need to know and understand tonight. One said, I will go, and did not go. And one said, I will not go, and did go. He said, I say unto you that the harlots and the publicans will go in before the Pharisees and the Sadducees. There were those who were in the church, amen, and went through and had a form of godliness, but they were denying the power thereof. Amen. The Bible said, for by one offering, then, verse 14, he hath perfected us forever, them that are sanctified. Sanctified are those that are set apart, those that are holy. If you haven't come to the place of holiness, if you haven't followed this place of holiness, like Brother Green was speaking about, there is a place of holiness, amen? He said, there is a place by me, but if you don't ever come by him, you can't come to that place. He told Moses, he said, there's a place by me, and he put him in the cleft of the rock. But if you don't come to the rock, the children of Israel had to come to that rock in the wilderness. You better come to the rock. You better come to the chief cornerstone, amen? But you can't be out there wandering, amen, here and there and everywhere, and being hired unto yourself. The Bible says no man liveth to himself, no man dieth to himself. When you're out there by yourself and don't go to church, you're one body. In fact, that's what you know what? It sounds to me like you're falling in the wrong church. It sounds to me like you might be in the first church of the satanic occult, because that's what Satan did. He said, I'm going to have this room. I'm going to set my throne above the stars of the Lord. I'm not going to be a part of this thing. I'm not going to be a part of this body. I'm going to forsake my... I'm not going to be a part of this assembly. I'm going to walk out and be separate. I'm going to walk out because I'm going to set my... You know, this God of Israel, he doesn't know what he's talking about. I'm going to set my throne up above. I don't need this God of Israel. I don't need this one Jesus Christ ruling over me. I'm just going to walk my own way, do my own thing. Hallelujah. You know what? The Bible says, he talks about here, he said, until he makes enemies his footstool. And he said, well, the Holy Ghost, verse 15, also is a witness to us, for after that he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make after that day, said the Lord. I will put my laws in their heart, and in their minds will I write them. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now, what remission of these is, there's no more offering for sin. So, there's no more need to offering for sin when sin goes in remission. The sin is relying. All right, and going on there, and just, it talks about that. I know Brother Eddie brought this out, but it says that. It says, let's hold fast to profession, verse 23, let's hold fast to profession of our faith without wavering. He that is faithful, amen, that promise. All the promises of God are yea and amen. Brother Green already brought this out. How can you believe in whom you've not heard? If you haven't been in the assembly of the Father's house in the body of Christ, you can't hear the word of God.
Amen.
If you are not sitting under preaching, you have no faith. And without faith, it's impossible to please him. Faith
yes.
comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Now, I know you can have private devotion. I know you can have, you know, you can read the word of God. And yes, that's very important. You can study the word of God. The Bible says, study to show thyself approved, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I know that you search the scriptures daily, for any of them you think you have life. These are things, and that's great, and that's wonderful. That's a part of our personal devotion and private devotion. I know that you enter into prayer, amen, amen, to the prayer closet, amen, and pray unto God, and that he may see in secret, amen, and reward you openly. I know that there is times, but the Bible says it emphatically, the whole fast your profession, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love unto good works. You know what? Tonight you're listening to a radio broadcast. You have assembled yourself together to hear the word of God. You come here, amen, and I hope you, every Tuesday night and every Friday night, amen, for Brother and Sister Green's broadcast, many of you are listening. You know what you're doing? You're assembling yourself together to hear the word of God. You're assembling
amen.
Yourself to the Bible. That's the very reason why you're here. But you know what? There are those, amen, that are not going to hear this message tonight. There are those,
yes.
amen, that will not only hear this message, but will never hear a message, because what are they doing? They're not going to the Father's house. They're not hearing the word of God. They have no faith. Faith without works is dead, being alone. How many, he said, hear this. He said, let's consider to provoke and the love and the good works. How can you provoke someone else to good works and love if you don't come together? How can you
amen.
Provoke someone else when they're not there? When you're out there wandering, when you're out there by yourself, who are you going to provoke to love? Who are you going to provoke to good works? The body is not working. The body's not coming together. When you're out there alone and say within yourself, well, most of my works outside the church. I know on the outside, I know there's missions work, and I know there's outreach, amen, and I know outside the body of Christ, or not outside the body of Christ, outside the church building itself, I know that. But when you're going out there and you're not coming together, you begin, amen, amen, and you're not assembling yourself together. The Bible says, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together. In other words, don't not gather yourself together. There's a he says, he that scattereth, they smote the shepherd. What happened? When they smote the shepherd that night, the sheep were scattered. Why was this so important? It was not so important. Why did he establish churches? Why was his churches established? Why did he establish the temple? Why? He said he destroyed his temple and build it up again. Amen? Why does he build up within you? Because you are a place to put his name. You are a place to put his kingdom. It comes together, amen. You can't be outside. You can't be outside the realm. What did he say? He said, those that are without the city. You've got to be inside the city. He said, without are dogs and whoremongers and these things. You have to understand tonight, amen, You have to enter on in, church. If it wasn't so important, why come in the third hour in Acts chapter 3? Why not let that man just, you know, hey, he's getting alms, hey, the man, the people were coming by. Why come and say, someone go out on that, but since I have get on to thee in the name of Jesus Christ, arise and walk. Why did he want to rise and walk? Because he lay outside the gate temple. He didn't have to forsake the assembling anymore. He was without his Jesus. He was completely healed. And he went into Solomon's porch and rose up, amen, amen, such a thing in Jerusalem that they persecuted the apostles and demanded, and even commanded them not to speak in Jesus' name anymore. You have to understand what's happening tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, now forsaking yourself together, the man of some is. Every one of you underneath the sound of my voice that says, I don't have to go to church. That's what man or woman you are. You are the ones that are going out and sowing discord and sowing schism in the body because the word of God says, don't forsake. And when you say, are you here? You don't have to go. That's contrary to the word of God. That's a doctrine of devils and seducing spirits. And you better get it out of your spirit right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you, I don't have to go to church. That's not what the Word of God says. That's contrary to the Word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And tonight, amen. Hallelujah. It says this. As the man of some is, as you see the day approaching. You know what that sounds like to me? Sounds like to me the same thing as Luke chapter 14, where the Bible says that there was a certain man had a wedding. Amen, a father, and he had a wedding for his son. And he said, come now, all things are now ready. And he began, to send out his servants to invite those, and they all, the Bible said, they all with one consent begin to make excuses. Well, I just got a wife, and I just brought this, and I got some land, and I know I'm paraphrasing, amen, but they all with one consent. They all, I'm not coming to the wedding. I'm not coming to that. Yeah, you know, I'm going to have to bring a gift. I'm going to have to do this. And, amen. And you know, he found, amen, that they didn't want to come to this wedding. They didn't want to be a part of it. And they talked about it, and he said, one said he married a wife, and one said he had a yoke of oxen that he drew. And then it said, so the servant came and showed the Lord these things. And then the master of the house, being angry, said unto his servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city and bring them in here, the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. You know, the original one, amen, you have to understand the original one, amen, were the Jewish people. They had to receive the invitation. When the Jews said, I'm not going to go to your house. I'm not going to receive you. You're not going to be the Lord over me. You're not the Messiah. You know, you died on a cross. We're still waiting. But He is the Lord which is, which was, and which is to come. And you need to know tonight, amen, Jesus is the one and only Messiah that has ever come and will come. He is the one and only. His name is above every name tonight, church. Amen. We don't have to look for him. Remember what John said, art thou the Christ, or should we look for another? Honey, we don't have to look for any other tonight. Christ has come. Christ is here. Amen. Go tell him that the poor have the gospel preached to him. How can you have the gospel preached to you if you don't assemble yourself together? The Bible says,
yes.
Hallelujah, church, you need to know tonight, amen, the Bible says, and the servant said, Lord, it is done, as thou hast said, and yet there's still room. Church, there's still room. There's still room in the Father's house. You know what's sad? Just like Brother Tony said, there's a great falling away. The Father's house is getting more emptier, and hell hath enlarged itself to receive the pomp and the multitude. Where did it go? It went to that. I think he shut that on my eye. Thank you, Lord.
Right.
That great falling away, ready to go, it went to the table of devils and doctrines of devils. Come on, church. You've fallen away from the Father's house. You went away from the Father's house. You're like the prodigal son. Amen. You come and you got your inheritance. Amen. And God, the Father blessed you and you left the house. And it was not many days. You spent all your substance in riotous living, laying up with the harlots, laying up with the things of the world, laying up with the Babylons, laying up with the Tyruses, laying up with the things of the world. And then all of a sudden you came to become in want. Amen. And you got down, amen, to the pigsty. You got down to, amen, to the water. You got down to start desiring, amen, where you had to feed others. You then got down to the, amen, to the waters of life and the vomits of life. And you then got to amen. But he came to himself, amen, one day, and he came, amen, as he came to himself. He said, even the servants in my Father's house have more than enough bread to spare. He said, I'll rise up and no longer be a son, but I'll be a servant. Amen. Hallelujah. He came to himself as he was coming. The Father ran to him. You need to know tonight, amen. He realized, amen, that, you know what, that inheritance is going around. When you spend it on right, it's listening. But you need to know that all that the Father has tonight is yours. Every one of you, church, tonight, every one of you, every one of you, that all that the Father has is yours. He already gave you his Son. He already gave you everything. You need to know tonight, amen. And the Bible says, he said in the servant, as the command and the Lord says in verse 23 of Luke chapter 14, go ye out to the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. You know what the desire of the Father is? For his house to be full.
Amen.
His house to be full. He kept inviting. Why? Until there was no room for not one more. God, the invitation is there, but there'll be one day. There'll be one day, church, that'll be standing room only. There'll be one day that'll be only room for one more, and when that last one comes in, the door will be shut. Tonight, are you a wise virgin or are you a foolish virgin? Have you, amen, got the lamps but don't have the light? Have you had to go, amen, and, well, I got to leave the church because I got to get some oil. I got to go down and buy me some oil. And you know what? The very time that you left the church, the very time that you forsaken the assembly or showed to go, the very night, are you, well, you know, I think I need to go boating. I think I need to go swimming more than the Father's house. It might be the very night that the groom will come. It might be the very night that you'll miss it all.
Amen.
It might be, amen, that you'll very, you, that the very sound of the trumpet. But you need to know tonight, amen, that the Bible says, there in Hebrews, it talks about this. And this is something that we don't need to miss tonight, church. We'll give you a few more scriptures there. Verse 26, for if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of truth. Do you know, church, tonight, if you don't go to the Father's house, that's a willful sin? That is a willful sin. You willfully stay away from the Father's house. No one makes you. You know, the Bible says, that nothing shall separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Not principalities, not powers, not things present, not like neither life nor death, nor things to come. Goes along in there in Romans. And the Bible says, if we sin willfully after we see the knowledge of truth. What's the knowledge of truth? Forsake not yourselves, and sin yourselves again, as the manner of some is. He said, there's a manner of men. There's a manner of women. There's going to be a manner that's going to come. And he said, the great day's coming, church. The great day's coming. And as the great day is coming closer, the more the man is, I don't have to go to church. I don't have to go to the Father's house. The Bible says if you don't go to the Father's house, that's a willful sin. And if that willful sin, what did he sacrifice? He said, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. Church, tonight, that's telling me one thing. If you don't go to the Father's house, you don't have Jesus. You don't have the sacrifice. Remember in Genesis chapter 22, when Abraham and Isaac were going up, they had the fire in the wood. Boy, those of you that are outside the church realm, you got the fire in the wood. Man, you're on fire. You got the wood. But where's the sacrifice, church?
Amen.
If you're outside the church tonight, if you're outside the Father's house, you got the fire in the wood. You think you're comforted. You warmed yourself. Just like Peter on that night when he denied Christ. He didn't have a sacrifice that night, did he? He come in, but you know what? You know what? We some of those Christians followed the fall off like Peter did on the very night. The Bible says, and Peter followed him afar off. He got in on the inside. John went on in because he was kindred, amen, with the high priest. He went on in the house and Peter come in. He sort of warmed himself. You know what? That's what some of you want to do. You sort of want to warm yourself by the fire. Amen. Hallelujah. But I'm going to tell you something. Fire needs to get in you tonight, church. It's Holy Ghost fire. Amen. I just want to warm ourselves. You know, well, I want to go, man. I want to feel the movement. I want to feel the Holy Ghost. You know, the Holy Ghost is on this one, the Holy Ghost on that. We want to get to the wire. Sort of makes us feel warm inside. You know, man, I like going in there. And I just don't want to stay. It's, you know why? Because you don't have the fire in you. You turn aside and see the fire, the bush on fire, but the fire is not in you tonight. You got the fire in the wood. but you don't have the sacrifice. You don't have Jesus tonight. Oh, don't tell me that, Brother John. I didn't tell you that. The Word of God told you that. The Bible says this.
Man.
The Bible says in Corinthians, excuse me, lost in place here. I'll find it here in a minute. Hallelujah. See, 1 Corinthians 12. Yes, 1 Corinthians 12. Let's do this by memory. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse 12. For the body is one and has many members, and all the members of one body, being many, are one body. So also is Christ. Christ is one body. Amen. For by one Spirit are we all baptized in the one body, whether you be Jews or Gentiles. Jews and Gentiles. This is a body. This is a church. This is a bride. Oh, by the way, I didn't tell you this. Over there in the wedding supper, guess what? You weren't the guest. You were the bride. You missed your own wedding. You missed your own wedding. You see, this is the thing. You got invited. You're the bride of Christ. But you're a runaway bride. When you don't come to the Father's house, you sit in the Father's house, you're a runaway bride. The invitation was not for you to bring the gifts. It was for Jesus to marry you and to be in his house. He's the groom, and you're the bride. But you've run away. You've run away from Jesus. You've run away from the groom. The invitation was, the gifts were for you. The wedding was for you. The thing, on wedding day, it's all about the bride. You need to know, Christ has already come, and it's all about you, church. But you know what? You missed it because you never came to the house. You didn't get to the church on time. You're going to miss it. That invitation is you, and Jesus is waiting at you at the altar, but you didn't make it. You never came. And you walked away. There's a time, there's a appointed time to my church. And the Bible says, for the body is not one member, but many. Well, I can go out here by my, wait a minute. The church, the Word of God says the body's not one member. Well, I can just go out here by myself. Yeah, but you, the body's not one member. You can't become a body. Where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst. Christ can never come in the midst unless you come together. In his name, gather in his name. Well, I know
Amen.
It can be there, and I know it can be there, but it can't be the body of Christ. Amen? The body can't be made whole. For the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were the eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now God set members, every one of them, in the body as it has pleased him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? In other words, where's the body at? Where's the body of Christ at? Where have you laid him? Where have you put him? It's many members. The body of Christ raises up. Resurrecting power on this earth by the body of Christ is when we all come together as one body, church. We're many members. But you know what? Tonight, we've gathered together. Some of you use the hearing. Some of you use the foot. Some of you use the hand. Some of you use the smelling. Some of you, but you know what? If we don't come together tonight, the body doesn't come together. If you're the hearing tonight, what happens if you don't come? Nothing's heard. If you're the smelling tonight, nothing is fragrant. If you're the touch tonight, nothing is touched. Every time you forsake yourself. Every time you don't go to the Father's house, what are you that night? Something's missing in the body of Christ because the body's not whole. Every time you miss, the body is falling apart. But now are there many members, yet one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee. Nor again, the head to the feet, I have no need of you. There's not one. The body cannot say, no matter who you are, I don't need that individual. I don't need that man or that woman in our church. Yes, you do, because you know what? That's your own foot. That's your own hand. That's your own. And no man has hated his own foot or his own body. You understand? It's coming together. Amen. We are one body. The Bible says, "My eye cannot say." It says, "Nay, much more." Those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. You know, those The very parts of the body that we think we don't need is the very parts that we need, church, tonight. When you think you're not necessary, when you think, well, you know, some of you, I need some of it, well, you know, Pastor so-and-so is doing this, or Brother so-and-so is doing this, or this one's doing the teaching, and that one, you know, I'm not needed. That's not true. You are needed. Because, see, if you're not there, the body's not whole. The body's not one. And says, and these members of the body, which think to be less honorable upon those, we bestow more abundant honor, and more uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. In other words, those that think that they're nothing is more honor. God bestows upon them. He provokes them to love. Turn back there, but going on down there, but it talks about in the body of Christ, our members in particular, you have particular members. He said, verse 28, setting God has set some in the church, first apostles, second God prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, the gifts of healing, helps, government, diversity of tongues, are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of the miracles, have all the gifts of healing, do all speak with tongues, do all interpret, but cover earnestly. In other words, cover earnestly the best gifts, and you show I unto you a more excellent way. What's a more excellent way? Just come together. Just assemble yourselves together and see what the body of Christ can do. Go ahead, Brother Yearwood.
Amen. Appreciate that, Brother John. That's a wonderful word of God. I'm going to let Tim sing a song here, and we'll be going back to the prayer here in a few minutes. Brother Kevin Miller is on there. He's wanting us to remember him and pray for them tonight. So we want to remember them and pray for them. So we'll let Tim go ahead and sing a song here. That wonderful song. You know, that's every time I hear that song, I think about, you know, that's what the Christian people are trying to do. They just seem like they're just trying to get used to the dark and not trying to change anything or trying to change anybody's heart. They just let everything go. But, you know, praise God, it's time that God's children start trying to pray and start trying to change some things. Hallelujah. I'm going to let Betty read our services off again and our prayer request here again.
Sister Green?
Yes.
Sister Green, are you there?
I'm here.
Are you feeling any better?
I am. I'm feeling a lot better. Thank you.
Well, thank God. We've been praying for you.
Thank you.
We got Fred Brannon and Keith Green and Kay Hurd. All three of them have cancer. We need to remember them. And Miracle Valley and Brother and Sister Harder, Brother and Sister Hicks, and pray for all of our kids that need salvation, and our pastor and our church. Like I said earlier, the church is doing real good, and the pastor's really doing a good job preaching. We just need everybody to continue to pray for the church. And pray for the street service. And Carl Nichols, his daughter's having a baby, so just remember that situation. And pray for Sister Debbie Samples and Kevin Miller family.
Praise the Lord. Now, go ahead and announce.
Brother Yearwood?
Yes, go ahead, brother.
Let's remember that Edith Hamilton from Florida that's got cancer,
yeah.
And the Lord needs to heal her of that.
Yes, amen. I
amen.
Forgot about her there. Praise the Lord. Okay, we're going to get the street service announced here, so looking forward for a great outpouring of the Holy Ghost service in the middle of the street out here in Madisonville.
Reaching the World for Christ, Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood presents today City Revival Holy Ghost Street Service, September 27th and 28th, 2013. And it's going to be on Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. The location is between the Madisonville Courthouse and the Volunteer Federal Bank on Main Street in Madisonville, Tennessee. We'll have guest preachers and special singing. Everyone bring their lawn chairs and come out and worship the Lord with us. And looking for signs, wonders, and miracles, expecting to see souls saved, set free, delivered, and people healed in the services.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's go to the Lord in prayer again and pray for these needs and these requests and all the people that's listening. You know, I know that there's people out there that's listening that needs a miracle, needs a touch from God. So let's just go to the Lord and pray for all of them. Our Heavenly Father,
Lord,
we come before you right now, God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for all of you, Father. Lord, to call upon your name this side of heaven. Lord, every request, Father, that's called in. Lord, every name that's called in here tonight. Lord, we pray that you would just touch them. And Lord, we just pray that you would touch them. Lord, that you would save, sanctify, and fill with the Holy Ghost. And Lord, we just ask
Lord,
God that you would just that soul, Father, that is so near to heal.
Lord,
we pray that you would touch them, God.
Lord,
that you will save them, Father. Lord, turn them around. Lord, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor of your
name,
God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just speak to them answers. Lord, you said every knee, every name had the mouth, every knee.
Lord,
he had to bow before you. And Lord, we just ask
God,
God that you curse them
ministry,
and all the other diseases,
God,
Lord, we
back,
curse them to the root.
God, for your
God we speak
down,
healing
to them. Heal,
we send the word,
Father.
We send the anointing
Lord,
of the Holy Ghost,
the Holy Ghost
God,
Father,
to each and every one of them.
God, we pray
and Lord,
tonight,
that you
God,
touch
that you would
them and make them whole, Father. And we give you the praise and the honor. And Father, we just ask you, Lord, that you would touch the rest of this service. God, that you will move a marvelous and a mighty way.
Able to go out
Father,
and
we give you
the
praise
that we're
in the
Father that has
for
all,
God,
pray, God,
in the name of
we thank you, Father,
Lord,
and show yourself
hallelujah.
To them, Lord, that
Jesus,
God, that they might to see
Lord,
you, Father,
thank
and that they might receive from you that need, Father, in Jesus' name we pray, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I'd like to give a good report of our church last Sunday night. I think there was about three of them. I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and they were some one got saved, And I tell you, God's really moving, really blessing in Madisonville Church of God. So we just praise God for that. Now, if you got your Bibles, I know this has done been brought out here tonight. But as I was thinking, you know, we can bring it out. Every one of us can bring it out. We'll bring it out a different way. It says, not forsaken the assembling of ourselves, you know, together. Right here it says in Hebrews 10 and 25, it said, not forsaken the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. You know, I was thinking on this line here, you know, we look around and we see people today is saying, just like Brother John was saying there a while ago, people are laying out of the churches, and God's word forbid us that we stay in church. The word tells us for not forsaken ourselves, assembling ourselves together. People, I've talked to people and they say, well, I don't ever have to worry about going. But God's word says that they, except they be a great falling away, he could not come. My friend, I believe that we're in the great falling away today because people don't have no desire to enter into the God's house anymore. They got all of the other things. I was thinking about how one said, and Brother John brought this out a while ago, about how one said that he married a wife and he therefore he couldn't go. One said he bought him a head of ox and he had to go and prove them. And one brought him some land and he had to go and check his land. But did you notice when that time was? It was a time that they were supposed to assemble themselves in the house of God. But they prayed that they would be excused. My friend, God is not excusing us laying out of church whenever it comes time for us. As Brother Eddie was talking about a while ago, that we need to be in the house of God. And Brother John was saying, and Brother Tony was saying that when it comes time, we need to have a house of God that we need to be in. My friend, God is not excusing us. He's not taking us. The Bible tells us over there in one passage of Scripture, oh man, there's no excuse. There's no excuse to lay out of the house of God. God forbid that we lay out of his house. He's telling us to come in to his house. My friend, as Brother John mentioned there a while ago, a little bit about they said they come into the house of God, come into the marriage supper there, and there was one entered in, but he didn't have the wedding garment on, and they put him out because he wasn't dressed. He wasn't ready to enter into the God's house, my friend, but he could. He could have got ready. He could have said, Lord, forgive me, and he could have had room. He could have been forgiven. He could have had on the wedding garment, but he didn't have it on, and he was casted out. My friend, I'm going to tell you today, there's people is getting, they've got themselves into a mess. They think if they're doing all right, they'll get all right. But one day after a while, whenever they stand before God, Jesus is going to look at them, and he's going to say to them, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I knew you not, because you had every kind of excuse in the world to fail to assemble yourselves together. But God is going to tell them depart. He's going to place them over on the left. They're not going to be placed on the right hand side. And when they're placed on the left, it'll be too late then. They'll hear to be cast into an outer darkness, into a lake of fire to burn throughout eternity. My friend, I tell you, as the brother John brought out, and I was thinking there today, and I even wrote the scripture down in the second chapter of Revelation, and praise God, in the second chapter in verse 1 and through verse 5, it said, unto the angel of the church of Ephesus, write these things, says he that looketh, that holdeth the seven candles, the seven stars in the right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and now how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which saith they are apostles and are not, and have found them liars, and have borne, and have patience, and for my name's sake has labored, and have not fainted. Nevertheless, this is what I'm wanting to get over. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do thy first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. You know, praise God, that's what God is telling us. You know, we've left the first love, like the song was singing there a while ago, about, you know, we're not trying to get used to the dark, trying to change anything. We're just trying to get used to the dark. But I'm here to tell you tonight, praise God, we better quit trying to get used to the dark. We better try to turn our lives over to the Lord. We better remember where that we come from. We better remember the first love. I tell you what, people have left the first love. The people have been on the way. They've been walking in the right way. But one day, the devil come along and blinded their eyes, and they turned from the truth, and they started to turn to fables. I've started to saying that it's okay. I can just go whenever I want to. But my friend, we cannot go just whenever we want to. We better be able to stand. We better be looking to that great light, because one day after a while, he's going to call us out. And whenever he calls us, if we're not ready, we'll not make heaven our home. I want us to think about it there for a few minutes about that, and think about Hebrews 10 and 25. It says, not forsaken the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. You know, how many today look around, we see the day approaching. Are we all preaching right here tonight that the end of time is near? We see that it's approaching. My friend, we need to have you that's in there reaching out to the and getting that garment on. Don't be like that one that went into the supper there. He went in, and the Lord told him, said, put him out because he don't have the wedding garment on, my friend, and he was casted out. And they went back and told the Lord that there's room for more. There's plenty room tonight, my friend, for you to come in. We can look into every church, and we can see that there's room for people to sit down. I've never been in a church yet that I've ever seen where they were fighting to get a seat, my friend, because there's plenty room in the house of God. There's plenty places that standing preaching you the word. You need to heed to this gospel. You need to heed to this word. And you need to be a part of taking a hold of this word of God and turning your life around. Hallelujah. I praise God tonight. I'm going to let my wife read some here because she can read it a lot faster than I can. You can turn with us to Isaiah 45 and 19 and through 25. Hallelujah. Praise God.
I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Assemble yourselves and come, draw near together. Ye that are escaped of the nations that have no knowledge, that set up the wood of their graven image and pray unto a God that cannot save. Tell ye and bring them near, yea, let them take counsel together who hath declared this from ancient time. Who hath told it from that time? Have not I, Lord, and there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior. There is none beside me. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return. That unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. Surely shall one say, in the Lord have I righteousness and strength, even to him shall men come. And all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. In the Lord shall all the seed of Israel be justified and shall glory.
Amen. Praise God. I tell you what, I just praise God for this. You know, right there in verse 20, it says, assemble yourselves and come draw nigh together, ye that are escaped of the nations, they have no knowledge that set up the wood of their graven image and pray unto a God that cannot save. You know, praise God. That's what God's Word is saying today, that people have no knowledge. They've set up themselves a God that they pray unto, that cannot save. But I tell you what, I'm praying to a God that can save. I'm a praying to one, hallelujah, that thoughts much of me and the world, not only me, but the whole world, that he sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to this world, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I tell you what, he says there in Romans 10 and 13, that whosoever call up the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, all you've got to do tonight is to just call upon the Lord and confess your sins to the Lord, and he's willing to forgive you. He's willing to reach out and call your name and write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. He does it every day. He does it every minute to whosoever will call upon his name shall be saved. Praise God. I tell you what, I praise God for this. I see that we've got just about 1 minute left. I thank God for each and every one of you that called in. I thank God for each and every one of you. Just pray for this street service that we're going to have this weekend. I want you to come and be with us. Bring your lawn chairs and just come and worship the Lord in spirit and truth with us. I thank God. Hallelujah.
Brother,
go ahead, sister.
Brother Yearwood, I'm just now looking here on Facebook. I don't mean to interrupt you there, but looks like the Hollywood star Miley Cyrus, which was Hannah Montana, as Rachel was growing up, I guess she's committed suicide. And this broadcast has been about assembling yourselves together. And, you know, we need to pray for all the children out there. Rachel, she just about fell in tears when I just told her about it. And, you know, kids all across America really watched that girl and watched her grow up. And it's a sad thing. And, you know, we keep Rachel in church. It's very important, America, that we get our children in church and eyes off of Hollywood. And Hollywood can do these things to the children. The stars, they get so high and lifted up in themselves and do things like this, that there's a way out. There's suicide is not the way. Jesus Christ, we got to be ready for him. And I'll turn it back to your brother, Yearwood.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that, Sister Green. Okay, we done gone off, so we'll talk to you there next week on the broadcast if we don't talk to you before then. So God bless you. We'll talk to you later.
God bless you, brother. You would. And good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.